Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. You know, yesterday I met a lady you may know. She was a lady who didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't believe that Does does everything in the wash. She didn't know Does is best. You see, this lady had been using the same old wash day soap for years.
Sort of got into the habit and didn't see any reason to change.
How did Does enter your life?
Well, by accident.
Accident?
Mm-hmm. A youngster brought some Does home one day by mistake.
Oh.
I was kind of sore about it. I didn't feel like experimenting on my wash.
You have a tough wash?
I'll say. Greasy overalls, messy towels, and lots of rayons to fuss with.
Hey, you should be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for getting out tough dirt, plus greater safety for the colored rayons you wash.
Believe me, now I'm a lady who does.
Well, what about those overalls now?
Oh, they're a breeze with Does. No more hard scrubbing for me.
No soap made gets dirt out easier than Does. How are your towels now?
Whitest white I've ever hung on my wash line.
Right. No soap washes whiter than Does. And are your colored rayons being treated right?
Wonderful. Does leaves them brighter.
Of course. Does gives colors better care. This new kind of soap does everything. Does is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. The Goldberg living room seems temporarily to have become general headquarters for the events within events taking place tonight in Lastonbury. And Seymour and Rosie have taken to the job of running headquarters with great zeal. Twice tonight, Molly called from the meeting at which he is about to be nominated for city council. Both calls were concerned with the mystery of Elizabeth Neal's failure to show up at the meeting, as well as Mr. Reynolds. So that by now, Rosie knows as much about the meeting as if she'd actually been there. But one thing Rosie didn't tell her mother was that Jake is back from Mexico and had called from New York. In fact, Rosie kept the news to herself because of her father's opposition to Molly's becoming a public figure. But right now, Rosie and Seymour are trying to reach Molly to tell her about Mike's trip over to Elizabeth Neal's house. Listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Seymour.
It takes time, Rosie.
Did you ask for the town hall?
I did, dear.
The phone is out in the hall. I don't suppose anybody will hear it with the meeting going on.
I beseech you, don't be nervous, dear.
You hear them ringing, Seymour?
Yes, I do. If Mike is on his way over to the meeting, he'll see your mother and he'll tell her. Oh, hello?
Let's ask for Mrs. Goldberg.
Would you mind getting Mrs. Goldberg to the phone, please? Yes, please.
Who was it, Seymour?
I didn't ask.
Seymour, what else did Mike tell you?
I told you everything he told me.
I don't think you did, Seymour.
Well, I don't know how I could convince you.
Well, then tell it to me again.
Rosie.
Seymour.
When Mike got to Elizabeth Neal's home, all the lights was on, and the telephone was off the hook.
And Elizabeth Neal wasn't there?
No.
Well, did Mike go through the house?
I know what you're thinking, Rosie. There was nobody.
Hello?
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, Seymour Bell.
Mike is on his way over to the meeting.
Why is he on his way over to the meeting?
Should I tell her?
Hello?
There's nothing to tell if that's all there is to the story.
Hello? What is Mike coming over to the meeting for?
Well, he was...
Yes?
When Mike got to Elizabeth's house, all the lights was on and a telephone was off the hook.
And?
There's no end, Mrs. Goldberg.
When Mike went to the house, all the lights was on.
Yeah.
You're listening?
Yes.
That's what you're reporting to me?
Yes, Mrs.
The light was on and the telephone was off the hook.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg.
You're nervous, Seymour.
No.
But where's Rosie?
Right here.
Is she nervous?
Well...
Are you sure you're not nervous?
No, I'm not...
Let me speak to Rosalie.
Are you a councilwoman yet?
Not yet. Let me speak to Rosie.
Just a minute. Is my sister Brady nervous?
She's very nervous. She's so nervous, she's beside herself. She's so nervous.
Oh.
Let me speak to Rosie.
What's the consensus of opinion, Mrs. Goldberg?
What's the what?
The consensus of opinion.
I don't know what you're referring.
I mean, what does everybody think?
Well, I don't know what they're thinking of what, dear.
Do they think there was foul play?
I don't know. If Rosalie's there, let me talk to her.
Just a minute. I could see where you get your temperament from, Rosie.
Thank you.
I meant it as a compliment, Rosie.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Ma?
Tell me slowly, Rosalie. Tell me slowly. What is Mike doing? Why is he coming here to the meeting?
Well, he walked over to Elizabeth Neal's house.
And she wasn't there?
No, but...
The telephone was off the hook. Seymour told me that. What else?
Well, all the lights were on.
I know that.
But that's all I know, Ma.
Anything further. That's my interrogation to you. Is anything further?
But, Ma... Huh? No, that's all I know.
You didn't hurry it. Maybe you didn't pick up the telephone to speak to Teresa to find out maybe confidential you to her, like two girls that went to high school.
No.
Mr. Reynolds is?
No, Ma.
Or Mr. Fernandez?
No, Ma. Unless Mike knows something he didn't tell us.
Mike didn't told you anything further than what you're telling me?
That's all, Ma. Not a thing.
And you didn't call Teresa?
No, Ma.
You didn't interrogate Teresa about Mr. Reynolds?
No, Ma.
All right, darling, don't do it. Don't do it, and don't call anybody in the village. You hear
but,
me?
Well...
And don't be nervous. And how is Amadeo?
All right.
And how are you?
All right,
that's
Ma.
That's good.
Is the meeting still going on?
Yes.
Well, why don't they postpone it?
All right, Rosalie.
Ma, could you call me again?
If I have anything further to enclose in my remarks, I will. Goodbye, darling. Take milk, take cocoa, take something.
I will, Ma.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama Jane.
Do you want me to get you something, Rosie?
No, thank you.
Rosie.
Seymour, I'd rather not talk now, please.
Do you want to think?
No, I want you to think.
I am.
Well?
You're too high-strung for me to tell you what I think, Rosie.
You would tell me, unless you're not telling me all you know.
I don't know any more than you do, Rosie.
But
I'm just trying to make my own deductions from my knowledge of human nature.
Which are?
A man like Mr. Reynolds.
Yes?
Well, how should I put it? A man like Mr. Reynolds is all the more terrifying because he's so natural.
What do you mean?
Well, simply this, Rosie. Despite what science has already discovered about the nature of man, actually we know very little about the mysteries of man's mind. That's where most mistakes are made.
Mistakes?
Yes, mistakes. And lives are snuffed out just like that.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Of course you don't, Rosie. Might happen to you.
Seymour, what are you trying...
I'm just trying to say this, Rosie. Most people have been led to believe that the murderers and other criminals in society are wild-looking people. The type that you could pick out of a crowd and say, he's a criminal. Well, that's not at all the way it works out. The really dangerous criminals are people who look like everybody else. Like Mr. Reynolds or me. Perfectly normal. Except for one little quirk up in the brain. One teeny-weeny little quirk that makes a madman killer out of an ordinary man. One minute, Mr. Reynolds is sitting with Elizabeth in his car, pleading with her to forget what she knows about him. And the next minute, he becomes a raving, brutal...
You mean that we're all potential criminals?
Yes, we are, Rosie. For instance, if anybody walked in here and touched a hair on your head, I think I could kill him.
You only think you could.
You don't know me, Rosie. And you don't know yourself. Let me just say this to you, Rosie. If you love me, I didn't say you did. I'm only saying if. And would that it were.
All right, Seymour. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, if you love me...
I couldn't kill Seymour.
Oh, you're wrong, Rosie. What is man, anyway? What is man? A primitive wrapped up in a garment of civilization.
A primitive, but yet he...
Outwardly, we're civilized, Rosie. But inside of us, our basic instincts are the same as our primitive ancestors. This is what I'm saying, Rosie. You love me. Just hypothetical if, Rosie. And I love you. And That's not hypothetical.
Well?
Well, even though we're 20th century human beings, the love instinct in us would dominate our lives. If any danger threatened you, the warrior in me would come to the fore. Long ago, I might have picked up a stone or an arrow to kill with. Today, my woman was in danger. My woman, I'd grab the first thing I could lay my hands on, a knife, a gun, anything I could lay my hands on, and I'd stalk that thing that was threatening you. I'd become two people at once. Civilization would drop for me like the skin of a ripe banana. I'd become a killer, a savage, a primitive killer.
Oh.
Rosie, I just wish I had a sedative to give
Let
you.
Me answer it, please.
Rosie, please, don't just don't let it come.
Hello, Rosalie. This is Papa.
Hello, Papa, darling.
How are you?
Where are you, Papa?
I'm about 15 miles from Lansbury.
Yes?
Yeah. Were you worried about me?
Yes, of course, Papa.
And where's Mama?
Well, she...
Put on the telephone.
Well, Papa, she...
She went to the movies.
She's in the village.
Well, I'll call later.
Will you be home soon?
Not tonight, because the bus broke down.
Oh.
I'm going to stay over, but I'll call later to talk to Mama.
All right, Papa.
Is everything all right?
Uh-huh.
Mm, how's Amadea?
Fine.
Tell Mama I have plenty to tell her and to prepare for a guest in the house.
Who?
You'll see who when he gets there.
Well, is he with you?
No, he's coming.
Oh.
Goodbye, darling. Tell Mama I'll call.
Pa,
I can't hold the phone longer, Rosalie. There's a gentleman very impatiently waiting to use the phone.
All right, Pa. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. You can tell the gentleman he can have the phone now. Wait a minute. I know that man. I'm sure if I'm not wrong. Mr. Reynolds? Mr. Reynolds? Mr.
Now, we all take pride in a job well done. So when it comes to washing dishes, let Duzz do them. Haven't you heard me say Duzz is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, that holds true for dishwashing, too.
Well, I'm just a bride. I haven't been washing dishes very long, but I don't like any part of it.
You like dozzing dishes. This new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes.
For instance?
Well, look. Would you like suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
That would help.
That does. This new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant you turn on the water. Suds that last so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And say, wouldn't you like fast action on grease?
Now you're talking.
Even the toughest frying pan is a cinch with does. It whips through grease with no hard scouring. And here's something brides from 16 to 60 like. Does is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them wonderfully soft and smooth.
Say, I'm going to does my dishes.
Smart gal, does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, the innocent sometimes have a knack of walking into the very jaws of danger without any awareness of their peril. That's just what Jake has done this very minute, meeting Mr. Reynolds 50 miles from home. Where is he headed? And what has become of Elizabeth Neal? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.